Good morning, welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya from MLSNBD Fixed Income Desk. Let's start with what's on my mind. An eventful week for global financial markets driven by several macro fundamental data and strong technical plays dominated investor sentiment and positioning. The release of Fed's beige book last week did provide some testimony towards the waning optimism on economic growth. The slope of the yield curve and Fed's stance on rates are beginning to renew investor concerns on this late economic cycle. Market participants have swiftly changed expectations of monetary tightening in 2019 markedly, as witnessed on the pricing at the futures exchange. The markets are now pricing in just one hike for 2019, followed by a reverse course on policy rates by at least 2020. The big question on every investor's mind is, what do we do on the fixed income asset class? Do we wait and further analyze the slope of the yield curve, or wait to see how the Federal Reserve fine-tune their new neutral on policy normalization? We maintain our view that US Treasuries are appealing as compared to other DM sovereign bond yields. We also like corporate investment grade. We see value within emerging markets with green shoots of recovery on local currency bonds as real yields and low oil prices strengthen the picture. GCC tops our regional preferences. Now let's swiftly move on to the markets. The flight to safety bid propelled by the heightened tensions and disappointing macro data points drove benchmark US Treasury yields towards the 2.83% level. The much-awaited US payrolls were a big miss for November, as payrolls fell short of what was surveyed. Although throughout the year, the narratives and headlines on labor market conditions and policy rates were underpinned and driven by strong economic momentum, one could argue that perhaps it is beginning to roll over as wages remain put for some time now. The 5- and 10-year break-even rates implied inflation over the next 5 to 10 years has fallen to a rate of 1.69 and 1.90% respectively. This repricing of inflation expectation is certainly creating doubts for the Fed's ability to carry out further policy tightening for 2019 and beyond. This morning, Japan's economic news came on in front, which shrank more than initially projected in the third quarter. GDP fell an annualized 2.5% versus an initial reading of minus 1.2%. While growth is expected to recover in the current period, trade tensions and a slowdown in China are key risks. Uber filed to go public last week. The offering's news, of which came a day after rival Lyft's notice, could be the largest in 2019 and one of the five biggest of all time as long as it exceeds $17.4 billion. The second biggest ever comes today when SoftBank's telecom unit officially prices at 2.65 trillion yen. Tencent Music is seeking to raise as much as $1.23 billion tomorrow. More on economic data, U.S. trade balance has widened to minus 55.5 billion from minus 54 billion and continues to remind us that such imbalances translates to higher funding requirements and poised to weaken the outlook on the U.S. dollar. Add the geopolitics on global trade between U.S. and China should translate further and pressure these structural imbalances. Moreover, on the data front, China trade balance surged to 44.7 billion U.S. dollar from 34.4 billion dollars in U.S. terms. That's it from my side and have a great day.